Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's story is about perseverance, cruise control, and overcoming challenges to create something special. It's also about me, your host, Anupam Kher. But mostly, it's about making you smile. Welcome to Anupam Cares, Chapter 12, Bells and Whistles. In the 90s, I played roles in 200 or 250 films. I honestly don't even know. I've lost count. There was a joke about me by the famous lyricist Javed Akhtar. You cannot make Hindi films without two things: film raw stock and Anupam Kher. As you can imagine, it was a fast-paced lifestyle. For a decade, I worked 3 shifts a day, 7 days a week, and I traveled near and far. I loved it. But it was chaotic. And my body paid the price. When I felt tired, when my back hurt, and my feet were sore, I tucked those feelings away and I just told myself to keep going. With this mentality and this workload, it was only a matter of time before my body would rise up in protest. And it did. It happened one night in early 1994. I was at dinner with my close friend, actor Anil Kapoor, and his wife Sunita. We were laughing, sharing stories, having the most wonderful time, when suddenly Sunita asked, "Anupam, what is the matter with your eye? Your left eye isn't blinking." I had no idea what she was talking about. Everything felt normal, but her words worried me. For some reason, perhaps to calm myself down, I decided to play it off as no big deal. So I casually said, "Oh yes, that, I've noticed that happens when I'm working too hard. It's nothing to worry about." I tried to push Sunita's observation out of my mind, and I did. In fact, by the time I got home after dinner, I had completely forgotten her comment. But the next morning, when I was brushing my teeth, I noticed water dripping from my lower lip. I leaned in closer to the mirror and tried to stop the dripping by pursing my lips together. Then I noticed that my mouth would not close all the way. Now, I was officially concerned. I asked one of my dearest friends, producer-director Yash Chopra, to come and see me. And I told him, "Yashji, since last night the left side of my face is... I don't know, it's like the left side of my face is not responding to what my brain is telling it to do." Yashji told me to consult his friend Dr. B.S. Singhal in Bombay Hospital. Dr. Singhal is a highly respected professional, Yash told me. He will know what to do. I called the hospital and asked to see Dr. Singhal as soon as possible. I had no time to waste. That week in particular, I was about to start working on Suraj Barjatya's film, Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. It was from the same production company that had given me my first truly big break in the film Saransh. I needed to be fixed immediately. As I sat in Dr. Singhal's office, possible scenarios swirled through my head. What if I needed surgery? Would I have to miss a whole day of filming? Could I do the surgery at night so that I could be on the set the first thing the next morning? Maybe Dr. Singhal could prescribe me a pill to fix this by tomorrow. After the examination, Dr. Singhal sat me down. He said, Mr. Kher, you have Bell's palsy. It's facial paralysis. Every word he said sounded so serious. I had so many questions. Doctor Saab, what is my body doing to me? How did this happen? Dr. Singhal responded, Bell's palsy doesn't typically develop from isolated reactions within the body, but rather the condition is triggered by circumstances in the environment. When I see patients with facial paralysis, they are typically experiencing high levels of stress. Would you say you have been under stress lately? That's an understatement, I thought. So, doctor, what do I do now? Dr. Singhal advised, I will give you steroids to take and you must drop everything and rest for 2 months. I couldn't process what Dr. Singhal was saying. At the time, I was so laser focused on meeting my career goals that when Dr. Singhal told me to drop everything, I did not think that he could possibly be advising me to stop filming. So I responded, okay, so should I confirm the morning or afternoon shooting shift? I could tell Dr. Singhal was getting a little irritated with me. He said, Mr. Kher, shift the focus from your films to your face. If you don't take this seriously, you may never be able to move the left side of your face again. You must stop filming now. Still, I pushed back. Sir, I don't think you understand. Whatever I am today, it's because of Rajshri Productions. They gave me my first big break in Saransh. If I do not follow my shooting schedules, the producer, Mr. Rajkumar Barjatya, will face a huge financial loss and filming will be greatly delayed. I cannot do that to him. Dr. Singhal was not impressed. He told me to put everything down and give my body the rest it needed for 2 months. I asked him, Dr. Singhal, how will I know when or if I have healed? He answered with one word, whistling. Huh? Now I felt there was something wrong with my hearing. Sorry, sir, I don't think I heard you correctly. Dr. Singhal leaned back in his chair and said, Mr. Kher, try and whistle for me right now. I puckered my mouth and prepared to whistle. I blew air through my lips, but there was no whistling sound. I stopped and relaxed my mouth for a moment and tried again. My stomach sank. Dr. Singhal looked at me knowingly. Then he said softly, the day you can whistle properly, Mr. Kher, you will be fine. I was scared. As an actor, facial expressions are a big part of how I perform. If I had no control over my face, then was I even acting? What would become of this career I had been working so hard to build? In the car ride home, I wondered, what should I do? I knew I had two options. I could go home as Dr. Singhal instructed and hide my twisted features for 2 months, or I could face the world. I was overwhelmed. But I do think there are times in life where you are put into situations where you must make difficult decisions so that you can discover your own courage. I made my decision. After a short car ride, I reached the studio. When I arrived, I requested the whole crew, the technicians, assistant, actors, producers, and the director to gather around me. Then I told them everything. I told them about my diagnosis, my doctor's advice, and how, despite everything, I had decided to film. Suraj immediately suggested that we cancel the shoot. But I told him no. I told him that I wanted to work and I would do my best. But I would need his help. The shooting carried on for 20 days and I was there every day. Everyone came together to help me to work through my facial paralysis. If you were to look at me straight on, you would see that only the right side of my face was expressive. But the crew was extremely creative and choreographed scenes to avoid filming the paralyzed side of my face. But it was amazing. The whole team was there for me. Between scenes, I wore a placard around my neck which said, "Don't look at my face, look at my heart and hug me." I needed kindness and support from the cast and they gave it to me. Right when I needed it the most. Those hugs healed my spirit. Of course, there is a little more to the story. I knew Dr. Singhal's advice was sound. I just hoped there was some compromise, a medical treatment that would allow me to continue to film. And there was physiotherapy. As an actor who has played a villain many, many times, I have performed many torture scenes. I've hung people upside down and smacked them, or thrown people from the top of a mountain into the sea. Physiotherapy, I think, must have been designed by one of these villains. During the filming, I went for treatment which included an electropulse therapy for my face. The therapist would hook wires to my face and send little shocks through it to stimulate the nerves. It isn't exactly pleasant. But after each session, I would attempt to whistle and nothing. I did this every day for months. It was agonizing. Then one day, I puckered my mouth, blew a puff of air through my lips. I could whistle. And I did whistle. I did whistle again and again. I felt such an incredible sense of relief. I can hardly describe it in words. Since then, the first thing I do every morning when I wake up is whistle. Yes, whistle. Loudly, as if to declare to the world that a new day is here and all will be well. And the film? Well, Hum Aapke Hain Kaun turned out to be a blockbuster. We all rose to the unexpected challenge, which sparked a creativity that I believe made the film better. But speaking of creativity in the face of adversity, I want to tell you a story about an inventor who, against all odds, developed a technology we all use today. Cruise control. The story starts in Hagerstown, Indiana, with a man named Ralph Teeter and his lawyer. Back during World War II, the US government set a speed limit to help conserve gas. The limit was just 35 miles per hour, and most people had an easy time sticking to it. But Teeter's close friend and patent lawyer, Harry Lindsay, was a terrible driver. In fact, Lindsay jerked the car around so much, speeding it up, then braking, then speeding it up, then braking, that it made Teeter's car sick. After one particularly bad ride, Dieter decided he needed to do something. So he set out to invent something that would keep the car moving at a consistent speed. In his mind, he wanted to create something where a driver could just press a button, take their foot off the accelerator, and then relax as the car kept moving. Dieter was a genius. Furthermore, playing with cars was in his blood. Growing up, his family had owned a bicycle manufacturing shop. Later, it evolved to making engines for cars, so he knew his way around the machinery. Once he perfected the technology, he just had to come up with a great name. Dieter first called it the Control-O-Matic, then Speedostat, then Autopilot.
The glamorous Chrysler already has led the way to the dawn of a new era. And now for the first time...
In 1958, Dieter's cruise control premiered in select Chrysler models. The company charged $86 for the feature.
The smartest car to appear on the highways in a generation. Right from the start...
But after only 1 year, the setting was so popular that Chrysler offered cruise control on all models. And now it's a common feature on most American cars.
National public acclaim. And notice the location of the new parking lamp.
But perhaps the most incredible part of this story is the part we didn't tell you. Ralph Dieter, the engineer and inventor behind cruise control, was blind. When Dieter was 5 and playing in the family shop, he had an accident that severely injured his eye. Within a year, the trauma had spread and he was completely blinded in both eyes. But Dieter never lost his enthusiasm for building things. In 1902, he built an automobile that could zip around town at up to 25 miles per hour. He was just 12 years old at that time. Then after high school, Dieter applied to engineering programs. But it wasn't an easy process. Most universities dismissed him out of hand. A blind man could never be an engineer, they told him. In fact, he was only accepted to the University of Pennsylvania after his cousin, who was an economics student there, pleaded with the dean of engineering to give him a chance. Of course, the dean was skeptical, but he eventually agreed. All Dieter needed was that first foot in the door. He excelled immediately, quickly becoming one of the most promising engineers in the program. But the truly amazing thing is that Dieter's blindness improved his ability to invent new things. He developed an exceptional ability to visualize objects and to guide himself via touch. His daughter recalls watching him in the shop, being able to feel when pieces of machinery varied by less than 2/1000ths of an inch. Through this heightened sense of touch, he was able to solve problems other engineers couldn't. During World War I, he developed a new technique for balancing steam turbines on torpedo boat destroyers. Other engineers had tried for years to solve the problem, but his deft hands gave him the advantage. Dieter would go on to invent and improve several things, but his crowning achievement would always be cruise control. It's surprising to think that he almost couldn't get into college because of his disability. But it is precisely because he was blind that he came up with the idea. If he could have driven himself and didn't need his lawyer to give him rides, he might not have realized the need for the invention. Dieter's skill with cars was so revered that he later became president of the Society of Automotive Engineers. And before he died, he was inducted to the Automotive Hall of Fame. So the next time you are driving and you flick on the cruise control, give a little whistle for Ralph Dieter. That's it for today's episode. I'm Anupam Kher. Be kind to yourself and thank you for listening. Anupam Kher is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Anupam Kher. Our executive producer is Mangesh Hathikudur, senior producer Julian Weller, associate producer Morgan Lavoy, sound design and mixing by Julian Weller and Dan Bauza, music by Aaron Kaufman, production support from Emily Marinoff and Mary Dew, writing by Lucas Riley, Matt Riddle, Morgan Lavoy, and Julian Weller. Lucas Riley and Matt Riddle are our story editors. Thanks to Sikin Paru, Herman D'Souza, Godwin Amana, CDM Studios, Connell Byrne, and Bob Pittman.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.